Brian, when you came out and said that you wanted to win the treble and that League Leaders Shield included, did you imagine you might be doing it in those circumstances?
Maybe not in that fashion, no. But I did say to the players in November at the start of pre-season that if we were to do something special this year, we need to work incredibly hard, we need to cover this off and that off, and talked about a fair few categories where we needed to improve. And I said, even if we nail all those and we're very good at those, and even if we lift a trophy this year, it will be by a cigarette paper's width. And it's pretty much panning out. The reason being, I think we're getting a very strong team. Saints are a good champion team, know how to perform when it matters. And Huddersfield are just they're just a very strong, good team at the moment. And you know, people expect Huddersfield, because of recent years' form, to drop off at the back of the year. They're not doing that under Paul Anderson. He's done a great job with these fellas. So if we go on and do something special, you know, next week and the week after, it will be by cigarette papers with him. We've got to get ready for those type of games.
Been a little bit of a rollercoaster course of late, but a real tenacious effort to get yourselves back in there and in with a position to produce something like that in those final moments.
Yeah, do you know, don't get the slide rule out or the textbook out on how we defended there tonight. We weren't great, but at the same time, we got our honesty back. You know, we had a couple of try savers in there. We put our body in front. We had some whack about us and contained a very, very big, fast, skillful Huddersfield team, and that's not easy to do. So, really pleased with how we defended.
And as far as fashioning opportunities concerned, Danny Maguire, it looked like he was kind of splitting himself in two or three last week to try and sort something out against Castleford to get you across the line. Mm. Same again tonight, and it was he who produced that little chip.
Yeah, you know, Magsy came second behind Callum Watkins for our player of the year, and if you debated it for another 10 minutes, Magsy probably comes out on top. It was that close about who got our player of the year, and he's been brilliant this year. Magsy adapted his game a little bit. He's probably not scything through defences as much as he used to do when he was younger, but he's having probably a bigger impact on the whole group now as a almost like a classic seven rather than a six, where he's made his name. So you know, for him to have an influence over that last try there, it's textbook Magsy at the moment.
And you mentioned last week that you were in a bit of a hole after that defeat to Castleford. Tonight, you've kind of got out of that, but when you were sitting out there watching tonight, whatever the score was, 16-14 at one stage, did you feel like it had probably gone?
Yeah, I did. I do, in all honesty. You know, Huddersfield scored a couple of tries there. You might argue that the tries were not planned, you know, but we've got to be better. We've got to defend those. That's our fault. And what you do recognise is Huddersfield marched us up the field and played a bit too strong for us and got field position to be able to get those kicks, so no problem with those kicks. But yeah, I thought that game had passed us by, and I was saying to my assistant Chris Plume, I said, it's tough this, because I don't think we're that far off, but it looks like we're not going to make League Leaders, and we were contemplating it losing with 7 minutes to go, then 6 minutes to go, then Kev gets a chance to go for a draw. And that was a really good call from Kev, very brave, really brave call. You know, took some balls to make that call to ensure that we possibly got a home fixture in the playoffs. But then we forego the chance of getting the League Leaders. But with 90 seconds left on the clock, with the momentum that we didn't have offensively, we didn't look striking enough. I thought it was a great call from Kev.
And I know you've obviously lost the three games coming into this, but you don't feel like the team has played that badly in two of those three defeats, certainly. So do you feel there's still
I sometimes I do question the bloke's effort. That's not real. Of course you do. You question their effort on occasions. But just in the last three games, it's hard playing at Wembley, you know. It's hard playing at Wembley and backing up. And we particularly had to back up against St Helens, you know, the current champions, a week after. Then we had to go to Catalans in France. And then we had to, 4 days after that, we had to go play Castleford, who play with freedom at the moment, you know. And by the looks of it, that was getting replayed on the telly while our game was going on. Castleford have lost that game because they probably tipped all the effort into our game. So in terms of losses, I don't have that much issue with them, but it was the blip at the end of the year that we didn't want, which we seem to have gone through. But let's hope that's that performance there. Certainly our defensive honesty, let's hope that's shored us up a little bit.
It's been a fantastic night, and another fantastic night next week to come. We're back at home, pleased to get that home tie in the end.
Yeah, that's big. That's big. How big that will be, I don't know, but I'd rather have that than travel away to Saints or Huddersfield or Wigan. But Saints at our place, that's a tough old fixture. That they're not to win games. Saints, we saw against Wigan there, even when they're dead and buried, they can against Wigan a couple of weeks ago. They know how to come up with a result, and you know we've played them a few times this year and had some success, and just recently they've put us on the deck as well. So yeah, it's going to be a big game that.
And finally, what's the body count, if you like? Went into this one with, you know, issues for Brett Delaney, Kev Sinfield, Rob Burrow, and now Stevie Ward.
Yeah, Stevie Ward looks like he's twisted his MCL there, so I don't know how much and whether we can strap him up and send him out there. I know what he'd do. He'd put a piece of sellotape on there and crack on, but we'll have a look. I don't know how bad that is, but I don't think he's going to be right next week.
Brian, congratulations.
Thank you.
Cheers.